Oh, can the gropers please come to the radio station, because you have some ladies that are lost. If you are a groper, would you please come to the radio station? That's Radio Paster, 92 FM. Would you pop up, because we've got some ladies that are looking for you. And the weather forecast for the Caister area, bloody foggy.
What was that? Yes, that was Time Is Running Out by Direct Drive. Good evening. Good morning. Now, really, you're supposed to be turning your clocks forward an hour. But instead of that, we thought we'd waste an hour by having the world's most appalling top of the form. So welcome to Radio Caster's Top of the Form, where we have the boys versus the girls. And here in the radio room, after this, we start our wonderful Top of the Form.
Can the team stop singing along, please, to the singer? Thank you.
Yes, it's Top of the Farm, and it's the boys of Caister versus the girls of Caister. Can we have a cheer for the girls? Yeah. Have a cheer for the boys?
Yeah. And we're very grateful for Ladbrokes letting us using their luxurious caravan and, of course, chalet park here at Caister.
Right, and it's me.
With me, we have joint quiz masters. With me, Mr. Chris Hill of Oxford University.
Thank you, Robbie. And I'm leader of the girls team. Can't think why. And Robbie, over in Carlisle, you have the boys team.
Yes, and we have a wonderful selection of young men, fresh out of university. We have representing the Rampton home for
delinquents.
They'll introduce themselves on my left, wearing a pink shirt.
Neil Biscuit Barrel Stifford.
Neil Biscuit Barrel Stifford, a nice young man.
Mac Bellamy 5.
Yeah. And Mac wants to answer questions on immigration. And on the end,
how dare you?
Lummox from Stifford.
Lummox from Stifford. Three nice boys. A cheer, please, girls, for the boys.
And now over to the girls. And the girls begin with our captain,
Kay from Cambridge, reading sex therapy.
Tracy from Farnborough, reading the Kama Sutra. Nick from Luton, reading Playgirl.
Hey, this is Greg. You're a refugee and back-eyed buddy from across the sea.
Right, we're going to kick off straight away with some...
Do you mind?
Now, hang on. Now, I have to... I have to question the boys. Round one.
Ready?
And first question to you, Neil. Frankie Beverly is the lead singer of Maze, but what is the capital of Ireland?
Palestine. Over. Sorry.
No, I can offer it to the girls, and I will do later.
Well, we know a lot about this subject.
Caister.
Yeah, conferring, we decided it is definitely Caister.
Yes, that's one mark to the girls, Tom.
He's got taste, this man.
Right. Now, who have I got to ask the question to? The girls. The girls.
Now it's the girls' turn.
Yeah, question number two. Turning to Lynn sitting on the end. Lynn. can you get... Lynn, would you just hold that a moment? That's it. The band...
I've heard that before.
Can we have a bit of quiet? Don't forget, this is Top of the Form from Caister. And you should be in your chalets cheering the boys or the girl. Question number two, and these questions specially compiled for us by Seals, of course. The band, a.k.a., have a song about grace, OK? Who won this year's League Cup final at Wembley?
No, it weren't the Yes Men.
No, conferring, girls. No, it's a question. Lynn, got to answer it on your own.
It must be on the other side.
She's right. And if anybody ever knew anything about the other side, it's her, isn't it? Yeah, it's wonderful.
That's 2 points.
How are you?
The girls are now 2 points in front, and Mr. Hill in Carlisle, you have a question for the boys.
A question for the boys, yes. And still at Wembley, a big American band played several dates at Wembley Arena. It was Earth, Wind & Fire. But what is the nearest tube station to Oxford Circus?
I think this is a hard
Southgate.
I think you're guessing, aren't you? I think you're guessing.
Can we confer?
Yeah, you can confer.
Confer.
I think we should offer it to the girls again.
Paris.
Paris, right. 2 points to the girls.
That's 3 points to the girls. Right, another question. The girls have leapt into a lead. Girls 3, boys 0. A round of applause from your chalet, please. We move to question number 4. Girls, this is a question, again, another music question. If Maze recorded an album, I want you to listen closely. If Maze recorded an album live in New Orleans, where did Froggy buy his new jumper?
CNA.
I'll have to go to the judges. Judges, is that close?
Oxfam.
I think the boys hand it over to the boys. I think we're going to hand it over to the boys. What did you say, Neil?
It's definitely the joke shop.
The joke shop. Yes, you're right. Absolutely right. That's 2 points for the boys. In fact, I think it's 12 points for the boys. Why not?
Boys, hearing Carlisle, you're shouting rather loud and irritating the girls. Could you speak quietly into the microphone? Thank you. Mr. Hill in Dundee, you have a question for the...
Yes, a music question now. Who is the odd man out? Otis Redding, Bobby Womack, Patrice Rushen, or AC/DC?
11.
Yes!
Oh, I don't believe in this.
Do you want the question? No. Do you want me to repeat it?
Yes.
Who is the odd man out? Otis Redding, Bobby Womack, Patrice Rushen, or AC/DC?
Bobby Moore.
Bobby Moore.
Those kind of. I think you're just guessing. Actually, I think we should hand it over to the girls. I think we'll hand it over to the girls. Hand it over to the girls.
Hand it over to the girls. Girls, get hold of
Bobby Moore.
David Bellamy.
No, do you want me to repeat the question again? Yeah. Otis Redding, Bobby Womack, Patrice Rush and AC/DC. Who's the odd man out?
AC/DC.
And why is that?
Because they're a bit heavy, aren't
they? No, you're wrong. Oh. You're wrong. Hand it back to the boys. Who is it?
Boys, remember...
President Sadat.
No, he doesn't appear as the odd.
He's not on there.
He's fucking all right, aren't he?
He's not
Patrice,
on there.
Patrice Rushen.
Why?
Because she's got Jacken. Jacken Danny.
She's female, you big...
No, I think I'll hand it back to the girls. Let's hand it back to the girls. See if the back girls can work this.
AC/DC, they're a group.
No, hand it back to the boys. Let's hand that one back to the boys.
Bobby Moore, he's not a group.
No, I think I'll hand it back to the girls.
Robbie Vincent, he wears glasses.
No, it wasn't Robbie Vincent, it was Bobby Womack. I'm sorry, you're wrong. Hand it back to the boys.
Do you want the
question? Sorry, don't we answer?
Yes, the odd man out. Otis Redding, Bobby Womack, Patrice Rushen or AC/DC?
I think it's Bobby Womack.
Why?
Bobby Womack. Because everyone said anyone else.
Now, I'm afraid it was a trick question. That all odd men out. Otis Redding is dead. Bobby Womack is not on Warner Brothers. Patrice Rushen is a woman, and AC/DC come from Australia. A trick question, and none of you got it right at all. What a shame. And at the end of score number one, round number one. Here's Daphne with the scores.
The girls have 3, and the boys have 1. And another music question for the girls, and we're talking now about famous bass players. Girls, I want to think about famous bass players. Stanley Clarke is one, and Lewis Johnson of the Brothers Johnson is another. True or false? Well done, that's another point. 4 points for the girls.
I didn't know Stanley Clarke was one.
I'll pay you later.
That's the way he walks.
Right, it's back to Birmingham now for a question for the boys.
Tony. I went to see the Blues today, Tony.
Okay, over here in Birmingham. For the boys, an individual question now.
Excuse me, because Carol Sands has jogged off with Kevin. I'm sorry, Lord. It's okay, go ahead now, Rose.
I want you to listen very carefully to this question.
Right, can we have a bit of quiet, please?
First, girls. Round two. Jeffrey Daniels from Shalimar is married to Stephanie Mills, but they have filed for divorce. Does anybody know why?
I believe, in between you and me, Chris, like, I mean, I've heard that his willy isn't big enough, like. I'm awfully sorry about this problem, like, I heard it through my column, like, and it's, I'm really sad to hear it. Anyway, I'd like to throw it over to the girls if they're ready.
I think we will hand it over to the girls.
But he had a thing, didn't he?
He had piles, didn't he?
For he had Shalimar.
No, I'm afraid that you're all wrong.
Did I hear you say Shalimar had Shalirash? That's the right
Shalimar
answer.
That's Shalimar. Right. Well, yes. Shalirash, he's the lead singer of Shalirash, and that's why they're divorced. Absolutely right. Another 16 points to the girls.
Yes, five to the girls and one to the boys. Girls, a question for you, and you can confer on this. There was a boat race this afternoon. Who won it?
Oxford. Oh, yeah, the Gropers. Marlowe Grieving Gropers.
Yes, another point to the girls. Well done, girls. Wonderful.
And then we could confer.
I thought the Samaritans won it, as it happens.
All right, another question for the boys. And this one's an individual question for Lummox, because it's about time he said something.
Thank you very much, Chris.
If Grover Washington plays a saxophone and Lonnie Liston Smith plays keyboards, which well-known jazz musician plays Space Invaders?
Captain Friedman.
I would say it would be George Benson.
Absolutely right.
Yeah! That's another one for the boys. I make it six for the girls and two for the boys. And someone's knocking on the door. We've answered the door and let him in. Thank you very much. It's Johnny Morris who's brought us a beer. Now we move into round three. Just a quick check on the scores. It's two to the boys and six to the girls. If you're in your chalet and you are a girl, a loud cheer for the girls. We move on now to a specialist section. You can confer. And this time, it's another question about married soul stars. And it's mystery voice time. And we have a mystery voice for you. I want you to listen very closely and tell me who are these.
Right, girls, have you worked that one out at all? Does he recognise that famous soul singer?
Well, it was either Martin Collins, Drunken Duncan, or Chris Hill.
I'd like to throw it over to the boys.
Yes, Chris, I haven't got my mouth open yet, but whenever you'd like to throw it over, we're ready. Anyway, what we think it's... Hang on,
Do you want to hear a bit more of the mystery voice? A little bit more of the mystery voice. No. Girls, can you please, if you be quiet over in Birmingham, just a bit more, boys. Can you recognise these two famous soul stars? This is a 12-inch remix, really.
Well, the only slapper I know is the bird who done that strip tonight. Because she's one of us.
No, they're two famous soul stars. Now, come on.
It's obviously...
Oh, they could be footballers.
Frankie Beverly.
I'm sorry. The answer, of course, is Sam and Dave. Right, on to the next question. This one's for the boys. I can't think why, because they've just been asked the last one, but we'll have to ask them another one. Which well-known pair of DJs will be holding an old McDonald's farmyard party in Swindon?
Oh,
did you put that question in?
come on, which well-known pair of DJs will be here? Old.
Ian Reddin.
No, I'm afraid it's Farmer Chris Hill and Robbie Vincent. And now over to the girls. Over to the girls. What is the date of that booking? What is the date of that? Is it April? Is that Bank Holiday Monday? Right, that's absolutely right. And back to the boys for one more ancillary question. Where do you get the tickets from?
You can buy them. You can... Chris, I'd like to say you can buy them from the Rio, Chris. You can... Chris, you can buy them from your local Showstopper dealer. And it'll rip you off something rotten. He's doing us £30 a fucking head to come here. £28.75.
Thank you, Neil.
I can't believe the price. Thank anyway, you.
And I'd also like to, say that that question was written by John Morris.
Right, can we just have a check on the
quiet, please.
Can we have a check on the score?
That's would you please? Would you please be quiet? We have Chris Hill having a fit over here. He's definitely having a fit. No, we're not going back to the music. Over to the girls.
Right, it's now question for you, Robbie. It's time for you to answer the question.
Yeah, okay, question. Just a quick check on the scores. It is Robbie Vincent and Chris Hill 6, Showstoppers 1, and we move on. What is the date? Where did you get your tickets from? I'll make sure. Did we get these answers right? Easter Monday in Swindon and tickets from the Rio. We've done that.
Yes, and that was 14 points for the girls. We're getting it all right.
We now have a history question for the girls. Girls, will you listen closely? Which famous battle took... Would you sit down and stop hitting the boys? Thank you.
They can't. The boys are in Carlisle. They're in Birmingham. I don't think this is a bit silly.
No, they just have extraordinary long arms. A history question for the girls. Boys, please... Which famous battle took place in 1066? You have some alternatives. Was it the Battle of Britain, Gallipoli, Chelsea versus Liverpool, or Woodstock?
Caligula.
Chelsea versus Liverpool.
Chelsea versus Liverpool.
I think you're just guessing. I think that. Yes, over to the boys. Yes. Over to the boys. 1066.
It was obviously Toxteth.
Absolutely right. Yes, it was a trick question. Absolutely.
Is that a point for the girls?
Yes.
Fucking hell. Boys, can we have less of the strong language, please?
Yes, please. Yes, we are going out over the air. Yes.
Flip me, Robbie. Why?
Another question for the boys, this time about films.
Yeah,
Inside Desiree Cousteau is a well-known Disney film, along with Deep Throat. But what happened to my roll of 35mm film of The Last Coaster, which I have not got back from Boots yet?
101 Roger Dances.
You can confer.
Can you repeat that question?
What happened to my roll of 35mm film of The Last Case that hasn't come back from Boots?
They've used it for a blue movie.
No, I'd like to hand this one over to the girls. Girls, guess this one to the girls.
Robbie Vince stole it and is using it to bribe Chris Hill later on this year.
Yes. Absolutely
inside
right.
Information.
Well absolutely done, right. Another 15 points to the girls.
15 points to the girls
and
2 to
the
boys. That
girl has been around.
Yeah, and now we have another question for the girls. And this is... girls, can you quiet down, please? A question for the girls. This is on famous pairs. What have... Marilyn... What? Listen.
You must get this right. You must get this right.
What have Marilyn Monroe... Charlene Tittle... Oh, Tilton, Dolly Parton and Jane Mansfield got in common?
The same as what Loppy's got in common with them.
No, it's not
about
the answer.
About 3 megatons. Sorry.
No, that's not the answer. Will you speak?
I'll hand it over to Matt. He's the coloured one.
Speak very quietly. Very quietly.
A very large handful.
None of them are
no,
black.
That's not the answer. You can have one more try.
None of them are black.
That'll do. The answer, of course, is that they're blonde, but it'll do.
Yes, the real answer.
Your own question now, boys. Famous TV stars, a program, a question about famous television shows. How many people don't watch Top of the Pops?
About 90% of the population.
Don't you think, Chris, that Janet Straight Poulter's a bit of an idiot? That, come on, Chris. I mean, she's interviewed you a few times. Chris, sorry.
Can we hand this one over to the girls? It's all right, nor did they. How many people don't watch Top of the Pops?
Well, the entire population of females watches Top of the Pops when the bloke from Tight Fits and wearing nothing but his loincloth.
Now,
that'll do. Another 15 points for the girls.
Yes, that is a bonus answer for total honesty. That's 20 to the girls and 3 to the boys. We are now into round 12.
Can we just go over to Daphne Rosenthal, find out exactly what the score is. What is the score?
The score is 20 to the girls and 3 to the boys.
That's absolutely absurd, because I've given them at least 14 points for the last three rounds, but I can't make it. Anyway, there's obviously a bit of a carve-up here.
Yes, and to remind you, this is a family programme, but after this, of course, we have the sexual clinic. If you have a problem, would you put it on a piece of paper and hand it through the station window? A question now for the girls only, no conferring. It's on medicine. Alexander Graham Bell... How stupid this. Alex... right, pull yourself together. Alexander Graham Bell... It's so silly. Alexander Graham Bell invented the telephone. I'll repeat the question. Medicine now. Alexander Graham Bell invented the telephone because he suffered from what?
Can we have the question again, please? Shally Rash.
Okay, Alexander.
Absolutely right, Shally Rash. Oh, the boys. I think I give 5 points to the boys. Shally Rash, absolutely well-known fact. Shally Rash. We all knew. I think. Didn't you know that? Well-known fact.
He's got it.
Right now, famous inventions.
Would you move?
This question for the boys. Robert Louis Stevenson invented the steam engine, but what excuse do showstoppers invent when you find your chalet double booked?
We're out to make a few bob, mate. It's tough shit.
Now, I'll have to hand this over to the girls. I'm sure they invent a much better answer than the girls.
They just want you to make friends at Gaster.
Absolutely right. Another ten points to the girls.
That's
doing very well.
That is a bonus 10 to the girls who will be coming free next year. That's 30 to the girls and 7 to the boys. We move from... famous inventors to famous flights. This is a very serious question. I want you to try hard with this, girls. What? Has anyone seen the famous Caister hot air balloon which took off at Caister 2 and hasn't been seen since?
Don't talk about Froggy like that.
Okay. That's a bonus 10. 40 to the girls and 7 to the boys. Chris, you have a question.
Another question. And now we... animals. Questions about animals now. How do you beat a seal to death?
You just got me there first.
Absolutely right. I'm sure you'd like to do the ancillary one to this, Robbie.
Yes. You've asked, how do you beat a seal to death? The boys go, right, one for you, girls. What does it sound like?
Beating a seal to death.
If you don't know now, you'll never know.
That's a very good answer. Very painful. It's 50 to the girls and 9 to the boys.
And another question, back to the boys, on seals and Robbie Vincent. A special question here. What flavour is seal flipper in a stew surrounded by swede, carrots, peas and cabbage?
It's seal. Sick. Surrounded by swede.
Throw up. No, definitely tomato juice.
No, boys, we must have an accurate description of the flavour, please.
definitely tastes like tomato juice.
That's not the right answer.
Can you tell us the right answer, Robbie?
Can we have an accurate description of the
Andy Peebles?
Yes, that'll do. Wonderful.
Andy Peebles. It's Andy Peebles' flavour, Chris.
That's 50 to the girls, 49 to the boys.
And I'm just going to give another 16 points to the girls just because I want to. Yay!
That's 66 to the girls, 49 to the boys. Another question. Now you've done the stew one, so we're up to... Oh, yes, question 25. Mathematics for the girls. Okay, question on maths. How many people are in chalet 53?
At the moment in the morning?
No, right at this moment. You're absolutely right. With a bonus 20, that's 86 to the girls and 49 to the boys. Yay!
And a sport question now. What are they doing in chalet 53?
Shedding.
Humping. Can we use this as a family programme?
This is a family programme. Mr. Right.
All right, they're making babies, Chris. Chris.
They're trying not to make babies, I think.
Well, he pulled out. He's a bit late, though. Sorry.
And that's another 16 points to the girls.
That is, I make.
And a picture question now. A picture question. What is the difference between this and this?
This.
Absolutely right. Another 24 points to the girls.
Okay, that's 103 to the girls, 49 to the boys. After the picture question, we move on to a news.
Now they want a picture question. Give them a quick one. Hang on, I'll give you a quick picture. Right, what's the difference between that and that?
Nothing.
No. Hand it over to the girls. What is it? Yeah, absolutely right. Absolutely right. See, you were wrong again. You shouldn't have asked for a picture question. See, clever dick.
It's a bonus 50 to the girls.
I'm not playing anymore.
We now have a new...
It's his ball and he's going home, right?
Sorry. We now have a question from the news of the past 7 days.
Andrew Manderson, IRN.
And this is for the girls. Would you pass that over to the girls? Girls, Law and Order has been making the headlines. What is the standard issue colour of WPC's knickers?
She doesn't wear any.
I can't accept that answer. Boys?
It's true.
Oh, you know.
It's true, they don't wear them.
Red at certain times of the month.
This is a family show.
You can go with anyone else.
You're in Birmingham. You can't go across the Carlisle like that and whack him round the back of the head.
Would somebody explain to me why one of the girls' team is socking one of the boys' team in the mouth? Is this the usual behaviour on this
show? Can we have a cheer for the girls? Now we're into the last round, and we're actually into the last round, and it's quick fire questions, a number of quick fire questions. Quickly, Lonnie Liston Smith and Lonnie Smith are two different people. Name two other different people.
Nigel Smith and David Smith.
Absolutely right. 5 points to the boys.
Another question.
It's quick fire. We've got the mic. They've got no chance. They've got no chance.
Back to music. Lynx, Light of the World and Level 42 are all British groups. Name 25 Irish funk bands.
Paddy McMurphy and the Knee Slappers.
That's 10 of them.
And the other 15 are obviously Showstoppers.
Okay. And another very quick question. Donald Byrd has been playing trumpet for over 25 years. This is for the girls. Have the neighbours complained?
No.
Another 16 points to the girls. Now, another question about Donald Byrd. Quick choir question. He teaches music at university and is coming to Britain next month. Does Peter Powell know?
Don't be stupid.
Another 25 points to the girls.
And the final question, which is to the girls, because we don't want them to win, it is a travel question.
The answer is 11, of course.
No, it's a travel question. Who stole the light bulbs and bog paper out of the 1015 from Liverpool Street to Great Yarmouth? Your final question, girls.
Greg Edwards. We all agree on Greg Edwards.
You do.
Well, that's it. The boys got another 2 points, but the final score at the end of that was the boys...
39.
49.
Oh, thank you.
The girls, 4,200. A win for the girls of K-Star.
Congratulations to the girls who were for their overwhelming
very,
victory.
Very warm, and we're trying to get even warmer.
And tonight, as you know, the clocks have gone forward. It is now 7 o'clock in the morning. And what happens when you get up early in the morning?
Me
you,
mum smacks me bum.
No, you have exercises. And it is a great privilege to welcome something... Well, Chris, in fact, it's... You'll have to introduce him.
This is one of those rare moments. Sometimes if you get access to a radio station, many people would abuse it, I think. But I think this is one of those rare occasions when we have an opportunity to actually pass on something to you which is just indescribable. It is one of those rare moments of recording that you should all know about.
Rare moments of broadcasting history.
Absolutely. I couldn't have put it better myself and probably didn't.
And if you're in your chalets, I want you to imagine it's 7 o'clock in the morning. And, in fact, he's so well known, I won't even bother to introduce
him. I think we should, because I think it should be made to... All kinds of people make records, but it's been a long time. We've been waiting for this man to make a record for a long time. But it's finally happened. We present, for the first time on radio, Keep Fit with Peter Powell.
Hello again. Now then, are you ready to get some energy into your body? Well, let's have a go. Start by jogging. Jog, 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 jog. Knees up. Jog, jog. Keep jogging. Knees up. Keep jogging and we'll go into jumps. Apart and together, clapping your hands above your head. Apart, together, 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 stand by for little hops. On the right, hop, hop, hop. Hop, hop, hop. On the left, hop, hop, hop. Hop, 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 feet together, now for jumps. Jump, bounce, jump, bounce, jump, bounce, jump, bounce, jump, bounce, jump, bounce, jump, bounce. Stand by for high kicks on the right kick, left kick, right kick, left kick, right kick, left kick, right kick, left kick, right kick, left kick. Come on, you can, Canners. Right kick, left kick, right kick, left kick. Ready to do the whole exercise from the top. Deep breath, feet together, here we go, and jog, 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 jog. Clap, 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 clap. Hop, 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 hop. Jump, 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 jump. Right kick, left kick, right kick, left kick, right kick, left kick. Finish, great!
Now, boys and girls, you're probably very tired of. Oh,
right
Christ,
kick, left kick, right kick, left kick, right kick.
Oh, hello.
Left kick. It's totally out of control. Have a rest. You deserve it.
I think a round of applause for me and case the camp.
We have been inundated for just a short snatch of gentle exercise time, so it is my great pleasure to present Peter Powell. I want you to lie back.
All right.
In your vomit.
Now
I mean,
you've
lie
got
back.
A few moments to rest. Stand and relax. Take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. And again. And again. And keep doing it. Rest in your own time and get ready in a few moments to learn some simple dance steps. Okay, so you want to dance. Well, there's nothing to it. Hold on a second, and you'll get your chance. Coming up are four great steps that look terrific on their own, and even better mixed together, you'll see. Learn them, practice them, and perfect them, so that your body knows exactly what you want to do. I'll be teaching them slowly, we'll try it faster, and then finally up to dance tempo. So if you're ready, put your feet together, mind the furniture, and let's learn the strut. Step forward with the right foot, one. Step forward with the left foot, two. Further forward with the right foot, three. Kick with your left foot, four. Back on your left foot, one. Back on your right foot, two. Back on your left foot, three. Touch together with the right foot, four. Again. Step forward with the right foot, one. Step forward with the left foot, two. Further forward with the right foot, three. Kick with your left foot, four.
Right, we've decided that you obviously enjoyed that so much. We're going to turn it off and start playing you one or two nice pieces of music. And thanks to the girls' team, which was Tracy and Kay. Thank you, Kay. And Lynn as well, who kept socking the boys in the mouth. And thanks to the boys too, one with his finger dropping off. It's Caister on a Sunday morning. This is Radio Caister, 92 FM.
And you think it's quarter past two, and it's actually quarter past three, because the clocks have gone forward, and you should be fast asleep by now.
And don't forget, if you do have a request to make, not a request for a specific record, but if you'd like a mention for something you're doing in your chalet, which is unusual, just post it through the door and we give you a mention during the course of the night.
Charles Ireland did Glad to Love Song. And this is Radio Caister 92 FM, in case you're sailing by in the North Sea, listening to good radio stations. Well, we'll all give you a good wave out in your cold old ship. And thank you very much indeed to everyone who brought us pictures of Peter Powell tuning up. And that is for Mark on his 21st birthday. And can Keena let me know where she is? That's not me personally. I've never met Keena in my life. But Mark wants to know where Keena is. And that comes from Snow White in 224. Chris, have you got one or two little requests there that you ought to do?
Yeah, also, we have had, I mean, as many people on the camp know, we always conduct a sex clinic on the Saturday night. And we have had one or two rather serious letters. One from a young lad called Ricky Hall, the Jazz Crusaders, who has a rather disturbing habit of doing strange things to himself on trains from Liverpool Street to Rayleigh. And his friends are really concerned about this, and they wondered what he should do about it. Have you any suggestions?
Well, I suggest he moves and travels on Southern Region, because Southern Region have more British Transport Police and British Rail Police in their carriages. And if you're worried about your friend, I suggest you get him to travel from Dartford to Charing Cross, and he'll probably get arrested. And when he's in prison, he'll no longer be a problem on a train. Is that a, do you think, Mr. Hill, you think that's a good idea?
Yeah. Unfortunately, though, I don't think that's going to actually solve anything, because what he does in a train, he'll do even more in prison.
Well, what I suggest we do is, as we can't answer that, play another record.
Yes, I think you're probably right. Yes.
Who's this, Chris? We have a lady here with a problem, and she's personally presented us with it.
Looking in my mirror took me by surprise, and I can't help but see you.
I've got a very urgent request here for Ian the Nuffin. Will you please go to 191, because Alison's waiting for you. All right, Ian the Nuffin.
Like a baby sent you for disguise, and I can't help but love you. It's getting better all the time. I can't help it if I wanted to. I wouldn't help it even if I could. But I can't help it if I wanted to. I wouldn't help it now. I can't help it if I wanted to. I wouldn't help it even if I could. But I can't help it if I wanted to. I wouldn't help it now. Bringing sparkles to your eyes, like a trip to heaven. Heaven is the prize, and I'm so glad I found you. You're an angel in disguise. I can't help it if I wanted to. Even if I could, I can't help it if I wanted to. I wouldn't help.
Radio Caister 92 FM on a Sunday morning. Like a trip to heaven. And as you know, we normally wouldn't interrupt records, but we have an extremely serious situation. First of all, we have a plea for women. Now, I'm sure I've read this before. Was it the last Caister? More women, please, to Chalet 5C198. That comes from the Wellingborough Jazz Cruisers, who forgot to bring their own boilers with them. Serves them right, doesn't it? I see, he's stuck now. Now, getting very serious, we have had a problem brought before us by somebody who's in trouble. It's too hard for me to deal with, so I'll hand you over to Chris. Chris, can you help this young man?
It certainly looks too hard for me to deal with. Is that, well, I'll just ask, what's your name first?
Big Jim.
Big Jim, I see. What's your problem, Jim?
Well, my main problem is... It's not funny at all. I have a very large penis. And I can't seem to find a woman to satisfy me. I've been like it since I was a lad. And the problem seems to have grown and grown.
Have you tried a pig?
I thought I saw you with a pig last night. I thought, was that a pig I saw you with, pig with lipstick last night?
Sorry, Big Jim, you haven't tried a pig. You have tears in your eyes. I didn't... I didn't actually mean to say that to you. Sorry, Chris, would you carry on? I didn't mean
to
interrupt.
My only advice, that is, as my father always used to say, when in doubt, have it off. So I really think that the only thing you can do, there is surgery.
If a pig saw that, it would jump into the frying pan.
There are operations you could have, and I would recommend, certainly on that one, I'd recommend it very quickly, because...
I think, as you know, I have covered some of the royal weddings, and I perhaps could describe this problem to you. It's...
Let's face it, I mean, if that was found on the ice in Newfoundland, somebody would beat the bugger to death.
It is pink with green wrapping at the end, and... It has a couple of eyes and a tongue hanging out, and it's extremely long. And Big Jim, I think, there is only one answer for you with that problem, and that is for us to raffle you tomorrow. Tickets for Big Jim will be available tomorrow from the ice cream man, who will be playing his little bell and going dingly, dingly, dong. You'll recognise Big Jim.
I'm going to get this song to all the lovers tonight.
How you feel?
And I expect that might be the whole world.
Radio Caister 92 FM, the radio station that cares for you.
When it's cold outside, who are you holding? Y'all don't mind, I'd like to talk about this woman of mine. She's always complaining about me never being at home. But when a valve broke, she's telling me about the things that a girlfriend's got and what she ain't got. And she want me to go out and get them for her. But girl, I can't be in two places at one time.
If Bob Jones happens to be tuned into the station that cares, Bob Jones to the radio station, please. We need the windows clean. Bob Jones here as soon as possible.
And the skeletons come out of the closet and chase you all around your room. And the memories sell out like a ghost and dance around in a fast, slow tune. Wait until night. I'll be long gone.
baby, you just wait, wait.
Girl, if you think you're lonely now,
too far gone,
wait a
jacking up now. Cause I've done my time, and it's your time now. If you think you love enough.
Radio Caster 92 FM, your problem station. The one that cares.
The station that gives you problems. We've got a few dedications here. We've got one, dear Robbie and Chris, could you please advertise a raging party in Shelley 137? Sorry about the bog paper, but we can't afford Basildon Bond. And we've used the case to muck spreaders from the Bournemouth Bandits, that
and
is.
Can we say hi to the Plop Plop Gang from Eastbourne, plus the Jazz Junkies from Grays? They've requested Dead Puppies, but we'll have a 12-inch remix of Seal's Entrails tomorrow morning for you. Or Reuben Wilson, Love You, or... No, that's not the title of it, is it? Anyway, Reuben Wilson, but we will ask Froggy to play that. We're going to phone him and get him out of bed. He'll be down here very soon. Thank
and
you.
And also a request for Tracy, the snipper. Sorry about the request. This afternoon, Love and Stuff, and See You Later from Gary.
And the Samaritans would just like to say hi to everyone that bends over. Love from the Samaritans.
And we have two last problems for the clinic. A quick problem here.
Well, you see, I've got a terrible problem. PE.
He has PE.
PE.
Have you tried a pig?
No. Premature ejaculation.
Yeah, yeah, I will try a pig. Try a pig. We'll find you one in a minute, all right?
Okay.
We'll find you a pig.
And,
pig will always help you.
If this problem persists, try two pigs, all right?
Two
one
pigs.
On a Monday, one on a Tuesday.
Well,
all right.
Let's face it. Let's face it. Pardon? Der pig, as in French. In French, they have der pigs. He wants us to put
Radio
a plug in about France. He's quite
busy
about that. We also have a long letter here, which I have no intention whatsoever of reading out, but it's about it's from one of the lads worried of Chalet 62, who thinks he's caught Chalet rash. So, I mean, what's the point in discussing his problem? Stay away from worried in Chalet 62. He has the rash already, all right? I think that's just about it from us. I think we have Bob Jones has just walked in with a new hairdo. And who else is here? Oh, Martin Collins has come in, and I think a pig would help him.
Bob Jones has just walked in with 74 other people, and we'll be setting a question.
Each one's bringing a record.
Are actually in the radio station at the moment. We think it's about 1,500. Chris Hill and Robbie Vincent would like to wish you a very pleasant night. Whatever you're doing, would you film it, and we'll show it on the video tomorrow. We look forward to seeing.
Absolutely,
it.
And if you want a copy of the Peter Powell album, they are available. But we're trying to keep it secret where, all right? But they are available. Peter Pan album is available, and there'll be a special remix version which Roggy will play.
Don't forget, Radio Caster is the station that cares, with you 24 hours a day, twice a year. So if you have a problem on Monday, can you hang on till we come back later in the year? We'll see you tomorrow. Next up, it is it Martin Collins or Bob Jones? Good radio station, this, you see. Second higher star. And well done to the girls for winning top of the form. Thank you.
Turn back to normality. That's the LA Bubbles I'm watching live. Many thanks to Chris and Robbie for what can only be described as pure, unadulterated fun. Superb stuff. We'll be right back. There you go, a little bit of Bill Summers, and I think we'll feel the heat. Got a special request going out to Christine, and it comes from a gentleman who doesn't wish to remain, he wishes to remain anonymous, by the name of A, all right? He doesn't want anybody to know what his first name is, but he says, Christine, oh, I miss you, baby. I want to get to know you like we did last summer. In fact, I wanted to touch you tonight, but your husband was in here. But not being a well-known disc jockey like your husband is, I don't know whether I've got the same magnetism. But I'll meet you outside Neptune's Palace this tomorrow. I'll be wearing a yellow daffodil in my left ear, completely nude and whistling in the moon. And that comes from A. Did you get that, Robbie? All right. Funking right through the virtual about, so lost all sense of time for the next 1.5 hours anyway. This is Gene Harris. Gene Harrison, Beautiful Thing Called Love. So requests flowing in thick and fast. It said, would any female who would like a large portion of anything or any kind, please report to Chalet 165 on the double. And that comes from Phil and Steve, who are looking for a large portion of anything from Chalet 165. James Raps in the background. This is ultra important request. And Danny's up here with his large portion of What's It, and he says, Kev, Steve and Glenn and Chris, can you come and get him because he's utterly bored? That's in the radio room, Shelley 160, I believe. 190 30 30. So if Kev, Steve, Glenn and Chris, you lost Danny, he's in here with his large portion, come and get him please. He's running a riot in here. The ultra important message says, please ask Sean Moray from Farnborough, Surrey, to go to Shelley 165. That's by security, and that comes from Julie, and it's pretty urgent. So, Sean, if you're out there and you come from Farnborough, please go to Shelley 165, which is just by security, and Julie wants to see you.